Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Businessman Dennis O'Brien has claimed there's been a marked decline in the efficiency of all parts of government due to remote working. We're joined to discuss this further by Managing Director of FutureWise, Peter Cosgrove. Peter, does Dennis O'Brien have a point?
He has a bit of a point. I think when we look at remote working, we have to realise this new work experiment has only just been going for about 5 or 6 years, and it's the biggest experiment we've had in 200 years. So it's going to take us a while to get our head around it. But there is no doubt that some of the comments around the fact that you've less interactions with other people, things do slow down. A lot of people listening today will know how efficient their online and their team meetings are. So they might argue that they get more time back because they don't have to travel into work. But actually, it's very hard to measure how much you're missing out on building relationships and trust with people if you're not seeing them in person.
Yeah, I mean, we were chatting about this earlier. I was making the point when I started out as a business journalist, I didn't know, you know, the difference between an equity and a bond. But there was a team of experienced journalists in the office, and I learned from them. There was a mentorship role that they took on. If you're working from home, you don't have that.
Yeah, and it's not just that, because there's a lot of people here will say, there's people listening today go, I work brilliantly at home and I work remotely, and they probably do. Some people definitely do. But the problem is you're part of a collective if you work for an organization. So you probably wouldn't have wanted when you started to have nobody helping you and mentoring you. And most of us who are a bit older did have that. So if we're now letting people in their 20s work from home 5 days a week and never meet anyone, well, they're missing out not just on all the mentoring skills, but all those messy conversations, all the kind of awkwardness that you actually have to go through to understand how things work, bumping into different colleagues, accidentally being stuck in the lift with the CEO and wondering what to say. But all of those things are real life situations, which don't happen if the next generation aren't actually having those in-person conversations.
What about the blurred boundaries between personal and work life? Is that a tricky thing to navigate if you're working from home?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, interesting. For working from home or hybrid work, the downside for most people, most of the research says there isn't really much difference in productivity, but actually people are working longer hours, because when people worked in the office, there was actually this boundary of you saw your laptop, you saw your files, and then you headed off home. Now people's files are sitting in their kitchen, and even on a Saturday morning, they look up from the coffee and they can see their work computer, and that can bring you back into the workplace. So this is a huge issue. They call it exactly that, boundary work, that we don't have those boundaries anymore. So even if people aren't working, they're thinking about work. And even those people who are working hybrid working, saying it's great that I can bring my kid to the dentist or go to a sports day, they're back in the evening working, and they say, I'll just sit down for 15 minutes. And that 15 minutes can bleed into an hour or two, not just because you're on the laptop, but because your phone is pinging you emails. So I think there's a challenge there.
What about those workers? And there's a percentage in every office who will take the mic. They, I imagine, are harder to monitor when they're working from home. I mean, there is real scope to do sweet FA, isn't there?
There is, but I will always use the point, you can sit opposite your computer all day and do nothing, and people can argue, yeah, but we can see them. You can't really see them. The difference is many, many jobs out there, it's very hard to be clear if you're productive. You know, if you're a salesperson, you have a sales target, it's very easy. But there's lots of jobs out there where it's actually very hard to show whether you're doing a good job or not. There is no question it is easier at home. A lot of people will be sitting there on computer and they could have the TV on all day beside them. You can't do that at work. So it's definitely easier. But the flip side is employers are almost going the opposite way. They're almost tracking employees and checking on all of them and putting in kind of mouse tracking software and cameras. And that's
which
goes
I'm told
too far.
You can get around. I'm reliably informed.
You can get around. You can buy an Amazon, a mouse jiggler, which will jiggle your mouse the whole time to say you're there. But what's happening now is it's a humanity for me is a lot of graduate interviews will now tell you that they don't get interviewed by a person, they get interviewed by an AI. And the irony now is they're actually putting their own laptop beside the laptop they're interviewing on and have their own AI giving them the answers to the question. So we literally have AI answering AI. So the question I say to anyone working from home remotely 5 days a week is AI is coming from a lot of our tasks, not our jobs, but tasks in the jobs. But the key difference we have from AI is our humanity, which is relationships, trust, persuasiveness, influencing. And you're not going to have those things if you don't build that muscle, which you do by actually interacting with other people. So if you do work remotely and you love it, you need to be getting out there and meeting people and building relationships.
Final question. Dennis O'Brien reckons graduates have become entitled in the way they're seeking to dictate work practices to employers. He has a point, doesn't he?
Well, it's not graduates. It's everybody because we're in a nice situation that we have a full employment marketplace. So people can say, I work remotely. I can't come back because I now live 2 hours from the office. And that's fine. But what I will say to everybody out there who's dictating it, you can dictate because it's a full employment market. But when the kind of pendulum changes and we might move into a tougher marketplace, whether you like it or not, we saw Amazon recently ask people to come back 5 days a week. And the reality they say is they did that because they wanted to get rid of staff as opposed to make actual redundancies in the press. So the problem is the first people to go remote workers. So that's what you need to think about. That's often what your CEO is thinking of that cohort of the workplace.
Sorry, just very briefly, one thing I didn't ask you. It's hard enough to get through to a government department, to a local authority. Has that got worse? I imagine it has with people working from home.
Yeah, most managers will say they don't speak to their employees at all week because it's almost, you feel awkward ringing someone these days post-COVID, which sounds bizarre, but people think, I've had conversations with them online, on email, on Teams meetings, so we don't call. And that's a huge challenge. Not being able to contact people is a big problem right now, definitely.
Okay, Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you make of it all. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.